Oh yeah, we talk. I am Jay Styles, another podcast. This is episode 7, man. We getting up there, man.
We rolling.
We got my girl Notorious. Notorious. I got Notorious in the building. Got B Brown conversation piece.
You know, what up, y'all? It's your girl.
Making love to the mic.
You know what I'm saying? Lingo ready to mingle. Holler at your girl Instagram.
We got my man Nick Newcomb.
Nick Newcomb, aka Ludwig von Dichterel.
And what's up, man? So, what, Halloween weekend? Y'all went to the Halloween party?
Yeah. I did. I went last weekend, though.
You went last weekend party? Damn.
No, I went to Horror Nights on Friday night. It was so fun. I love being scared. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not into Halloween like that, man. I think I was into it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But now I think I have to be like in a mood to go to like a dress up and shit, you know what I'm saying, for Halloween and shit like that.
I just try to choose like a simple costume that's like tasteful.
Tasteful. Yeah. Gotta keep like it classy.
Did you go to a Halloween party?
I went to a few Halloween parties. None of them really popped off though, but they were all like real mediocre parties. Yeah. So, yeah. Whatever.
Did y'all see some of those costumes, like celebrity costumes?
Yeah, there's a lot of Iggy's.
Katy Perry, that was the worst.
Ariana's.
That was the worst costume. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift.
Wait, who are they?
Katy Perry had she was a Cheeto.
I saw that.
And Taylor Swift was a fucking unicorn.
Why not be a unicorn, bro?
I mean, but it wasn't like a sexy unicorn. It was like a unicorn.
Why you gotta be a sexy unicorn?
Come on, bro.
Hey,
so you wouldn't be
sexy.
So you wouldn't be a unicorn if you could be a unicorn?
Bro, if you're gonna be a unicorn, and you're a female, be a sexy unicorn.
Why, bro?
But Taylor doesn't really rap that sexy side.
Yeah, she's not sexy, bro.
I mean, you can still make yourself look sexy, man. No, I mean, she had like a pajama. That was like a pajama outfit. Unicorn that you'll buy like your little kid or something.
She's like 13, dog.
Yeah.
Taylor J is mad he did not get your sex appeal on.
Yeah,
girl.
Exactly.
I thought you meant like celebrity costumes. Like I saw a lot of Iggy Azalea's. I saw a lot of Ariana Grande's.
How do you look like her? She looks like basic.
Oh, did y'all see
the
Iggy
knee highs, the leather, the crop top, the skirt, and the hair? It's all in the hair.
That's how bitches dress every day.
You know, Iggy dressed up as the white chick.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's
I like that.
She looked just like Marlon.
Yeah,
Wayne.
She really did.
Just like her.
She did kind of give it back to Snoop a little bit, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's all she had to do in the first place.
Like
she had to take it all
seriously. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's what she should have done.
Call T.I. for help. Girl.
Yeah, I mean, she ain't got to come on, man. Iggy, chill out, Iggy. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the topics, man. So it's been a big 2 weeks for Young Money, Cash Money. I think last week we talked about Tiger, his dislike for Drake and Nicki Minaj. And this week, Lil Wayne was supposed to have an album come out. He pushed it back.
We didn't see that coming.
We talked about that last
Nobody
week.
Nobody thought
and
that.
And now it's a duo. It's a duo album.
Yep. That nigga's just bullshit, man. That nigga ain't trying to drop an album.
He gonna make us wait like he did last time.
Detox.
And then, so Nicki Minaj, she also pushed her album back as well. And she dropped that only track featuring Drake and Chris Brown. We're gonna talk about that. And then Drake dropped 3 new records. And now... Yes. We got Juvenile. You know, he's back with Cash Money. So when I first seen the article, I got kind of happy, man, because, man, shit, Juvie used to be that. He used to be that dude, bro. You know?
His record's exciting. His face was, like, lighting up. Yeah, I'm back. I'm forever.
I think he's happy that he's back with where he started at. And, I mean, that's where he made all his hits, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Back with Cash Money. He had Manny. Manny Fresh and Manny Fresh is not there. So
well, now he's working with London on the track, who did the Lifestyle.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think London fits. I don't think he fit well with Juvenile. His sound and his style.
Can I be 100% honest with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile ain't putting out no more good music.
I can agree with you on that.
Juvenile has no more good music
he's
to put
expired.
Out. Yeah, he's done. I feel like they signed.
It's out of sympathy.
Yeah, no. It's sympathy. No,
it's money.
He was like, they don't want to leave their homie out in the cold. You know, you cleaned yourself up.
Yeah.
You still got love for you. Come on back home.
It's sympathy. It was like that honorary signing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how teams like bring a player back so he can retire with them and shit like that? I feel like it was that.
I don't know, man. I think Juvenile still has some juice in him, but like I was just saying, I think he has to be with that right producer. Like I think if Manny were to go back with Cash Money and Manny would do his old whole album.
But do you want to hear that's the what I'm same saying,
like
stuff?
1999 like, is over, bro.
That's true.
I kind of am excited to hear with London, and I'm excited because I hear that the first track is going to feature Drake, which is Easy Money.
Yeah.
Throw Drake on any record, it's going to blow up.
Don't say that. No, don't say that.
Throw Drake on any record, it'll blow up, and it'll be bigger than your life.
You can't go wrong with Drake. Drake has
he can literally breathe on the mic, and it's like platinum.
Right. There, he has the most Billboard hits of any artist.
Y'all giving Drake too much credit. It proves time and time again, dog.
Throw Drake on track, shit's gonna go hard, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, but did y'all see Birdman face in this video with the tattoo? Like, what's wrong with him?
He's looking awful.
I didn't watch the video. You know what? I don't expect Juvenile to have like a Juicy J resurrection. I don't see that in the plan.
But see, Juicy I think it's better on features than like.
Oh, yeah. Nobody listening to Juicy J shit.
Yeah. So
I do.
I don't know. Maybe Juvenile will come out with one more.
Oh, she's from Memphis.
I listen to Juicy J shit.
You listen to his album? Like, you listen to his verses and his hooks and shit?
Yeah.
See, why?
And you're just listeners, a Drake, man. Why? Go home, Jay. Go home.
Listeners, if you actually listen right now, see, Noor is from L.A., and then Nick is from L.A.
That don't mean shit.
Yes, it does. I'm from down south, and V Brown is from Memphis. So, you know, we listen to a lot of down south music, as well as music that's out here on the West Coast. But, you know. Nick and Noor always down in like Noor hates Future just as much as Nick hates Young Thug.
Yeah, that nigga's boo boo, bro.
Yeah. So
look, no, let me tell you, dude. Juicy J is not dope. Like Juicy,
yes,
look,
he is, bro.
No, he not, man. Yes, look, he is. Juicy J got a swagger. You know what I'm saying? I respect that.
That's what makes him.
But that's not.
I mean, he don't have bars.
That's
like
okay then. Exactly.
But he makes good music.
I don't know if
he has a band. I mean, just
and he has a lot of songs on the radio right now.
Look,
he's on with that Neo.
Yeah.
He's on with Usher. Like. Yeah. He's good feature. He's just not
He's an okay feature.
So y'all don't like bands. Y'all like bands make
that's
bands.
What I'm saying. But I'll listen to. I can listen to that on the radio.
He came as a group, so he's not technically like a solo person. He was
well, he's solo now.
He's not Justin Timberlake.
She's saying that he don't just stand alone for three verses and three hooks on a track. Like that's not who Juicy J is. That's like I don't want to listen to Juicy. I don't want to hear Juicy J's album.
I would.
I'm not interested either.
I don't want to listen to Juicy J's album.
Juicy had them beats, man. Juicy straight.
No, yeah, his beats are dope.
Well, that's what made me listen because I'm a beat guy anyway.
Yeah, I fuck with beats, but I'm not gonna give credit to Juicy J because he hired somebody to give him some good beats. Like, because
that's what most rappers do anyway.
He's on beats.
Every rapper in the game don't have bars anyway. So
that's true, and that's a shame.
I mean, not really. I'm just saying.
I'm kidding. I'm being facetious, but it is what it is, though. Some rappers don't have bars. Some do. Like
a lot of rappers don't have bars.
Yeah, that's true. But I like Juicy J. But I'm just saying, I don't sit there to listen to Juicy J.
You're not
J.
gonna go out there and buy his album.
I'm not about to. I'm not vibing to Juicy J shit. If I'm not intoxicated, I'm probably not listening to Juicy J. Okay.
All right. So let's get back to Juvenile. I don't know how we got off on Juicy J.
Because I said he's an old dude that came up. That's what Juvenile's trying to.
But speaking on that, I think Juvenile. I'm telling. If he got with the right producer, I don't feel like London is that right producer for Juvenile sign.
Why he ain't have nothing hot since? If you feel like that, why has he been?
Well, because I was reading an old article, and I know Manny. It's been a lot of conflict between all of them, and I know Manny. Manny and Juvenile had some conflict because.
But I'm saying, why can't he make some songs? He ain't made no songs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with Manny Fresh.
Yes, it does.
No,
it has a lot to do.
He can make a song with somebody else.
All of Juvenile.
DJ Mustard.
Listen, all of nobody. Juvenile albums back in the day when he was signed with Cash Money, they went like Manny platinum Fresh. Or double platinum, and who was producing?
Yeah,
Manny Fresh, because Manny has.
You can only work with one producer?
What I'm saying is that Manny as a producer is the only guy that really can really work with Juvenile and make it sound.
I mean, no, see, I think I would take the converse of that, and I would say that you could throw anybody on a Manny Fresh beat and that shit's gonna blow up.
Okay, that's true.
I heard a dope Juvenile verse that came out probably like a year and a half. Have you heard the I'm Sue Problem mixtape? Have you heard that track 100 Grand?
Mm-mm.
Oh, anyway, Juvenile hops on a track with I'm Sue and it's dope. But it's also because like I'm Sue, that beat was heavily influenced by like Manny Fresh in the South. Mm-mm. But it was a dope little verse. Mm-mm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But Juvie's never been like a lyricist like that. I think he just have like that certain sound.
Style. Yeah, he got swagger.
Mm-hmm. You know,
swagger.
I mean, that's he never been lyrical like that anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, like I said, man, every artist is not lyrical. They got to bring something to their.
Unless it's Drake who has it all.
Oh, come on.
Come on. He does. Don't be a hater.
I mean, if you want to be, if you like R&B, you want to be an R&B artist.
He does it all.
He's just not an R&B. He's just not an R&B singer.
He's an actor.
R&B slash.
He's super complete. He's a rapper, bro. He got bars.
I mean, he's straight.
He's straight.
Don't underestimate the power of Drake.
The way y'all talking about Drake, I just don't, like, when I listen to his music, bro, I don't feel the same way.
I said it once. I said it again. I'll say it again. Drake is better than Kendrick Lamar, bro.
Better than who?
Kendrick Lamar.
I thought I wouldn't say that.
No, I said Drake.
You were saying
control verse.
I'm like,
I didn't say that. I said Drake was better than
Kendrick. That control verse was hard, though.
It was hard.
That shook up the whole hip hop community.
Man, that control verse was hard, man. It was hard. I mean, Drake be snapping on. He be snapping on most of his music, though. You know,
Drake goes, man.
So when this album come out with Juvenile, I think come out November 24th.
No. Doubt it.
This year,
the way Young Money album's getting pushed back right now, man.
I'm sorry, it's not coming out. That's the single. Young Money. The single is coming out.
Rich Gang. Same shit. None of them niggas' albums dropping.
Rich Gang coming out.
The compilation.
How they get so rich if they don't put out no music?
Who?
What you mean?
Birdman.
They don't. Nicki Minaj, Young Money, and them is probably still making money from like Nicki Minaj's first shit right now. Like they got money just coming in.
Exactly. But I think, I mean, when he does drop this album, I'm just gonna check it out.
I'm definitely gonna check it. I mean, I'm a Spotify. You know what I'm saying? I'm a streamer.
So you think he's done. That's it.
I think he could produce. I can think he can make one more go on.
I think so. Mm-hmm. V. Brown.
Man, I think, you know, he don't have nowhere to go, and so he, why not go back? That's how I feel.
But is he done though?
Yeah, he been done. Yeah,
you think he done? Nick Newcomb, you think he done?
His shit ain't gonna be tight, man. But it is gonna be dope to see him in like Drake's video, though. That's gonna be dope. That's gonna be fucking awesome to see him in Lil Wayne new shit. But his album is gonna.
Right,
be
I think so working with these
see him in Jabot jeans. That's all.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Jabot jeans. I used to have a pair.
Yeah, I don't
want
to. Huh?
So y'all hear from me and Nor Notorious. Yes. We think that Juvenile, he still got some left in the tank.
I'm excited to see him work with the younger artists and the younger producers, because I think his older kind of ways with their younger, like, fresh meat, I guess, I think it would produce something pretty
nice. They tried it with Busta Rhymes. It didn't work. Busta ain't come out with none either.
No, you're right.
I think Busta Rhymes, he didn't fit.
Busta Rhymes had bars now.
Yeah, but he didn't fit.
He had a whole different style.
But he didn't fit. See, Busta Rhymes' problem is, first of all, he's too old. He's like a veteran in the game. Like, I don't even know why he signed with Cash Money anyway.
He should have
his own Flip Mode Squad popping.
That shit never popped off.
You know, I don't know how that happened. And Buster, I just think Buster don't belong with Cash Money anyway. Point blank. That's not his style. I don't think so.
I don't know. I haven't really seen Cash Money and stuff. They're just not a serious label to me. I mean, aside from Nicki, Wayne, and Drake, like.
But those are the three biggest artists.
But those are the only ones whose careers are feeding, I feel like. It's almost like they don't care to take the other little ones seriously. Like, I haven't seen anyone else, like, blow up aside from the three of them.
Columbia or Sony or any of them. They focus on Beyonce. They focus on Taylor Swift. They focus on.
They M&M. Focus on who's going to bring them.
But Birdman talks about family, and he's so family oriented. Oriented, and he's so this, always looking out for his people.
I think he is. Nobody's going to give you nothing
because of Nicki's tracks and Drake's verses. But you gotta think of Young Thug.
But you got to think these artists were signed to a label. I mean, nobody's going to give you anything. So I think the artists who are signed on, they have to make their own buzz, and then from there, that's when Lil Wayne.
That's true. Having the Young Money behind you, like, that's enough help for you to
be able to
do something. Like, I don't want to say if you got any kind of skill, because there's plenty of people who have skill who don't make it. But if I got signed to Young Money, like, I'm gonna try to blow up. Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel I don't need much. Because
you already have the label behind you. So
you don't need much more.
You got to create your own buzz, and then they'll start putting money towards.
Yeah,
you.
But ain't nobody checking for like Chucky and. Right. Little twists and all them. Like
but what
that,
they, yeah. I don't even, like, I never see what they doing besides hanging with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. I love the record label in a sense of it makes some of my favorite music, especially with Drake. But, like, I don't know. I think I look at, like, Roc Nation, and I look at, like, Good Music or whatever, and I just think they're more about the craft rather than they are about the money. Obviously, they're all about the money, but, like, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like there's more talent on these other labels, whereas they just have, like, their three major players, and that's and I guess it's enough. I mean, making money,
every label only has like three major players, really, at the most.
All right, so my comment sucks. Okay, God, I take it back.
All right, we're gonna switch gears, man. Move it over to
I love you, Nora.
Mr. T Pain.
Oh my God,
T Pain, man. This man, when Jared, when he sent this to me, I was like, bro.
It blew my mind.
It did.
Dog, he was not even sounding good. Like,
what? Me,
hold on, overrated.
Wait. Hold on, V. Let me introduce
this is how he sounded, y'all.
Let me introduce it, V. Hold on. Oh. All right, so basically, we're talking about. Yeah, they don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about T-Pain's Tiny Desk concert with NPR, minus the autotune, meaning he performed three songs with no autotune. He performed Buy You a Drink, Up and Down, and Drinking Partner. And it was great to me.
I loved it. I think it's better than the auto-tune version. I wish I could download the full version.
No, we need that T-Pain acoustic unplug album to hit the streets right now.
That shit was hot, man.
We need that. So we need that to hit the streets
T-Pain,
right now.
T-Pain.
That shit.
He did not sound that good. What? Like, it was so overrated. Y'all are just listening like, oh, he was on auto-tune. No.
See, I love auto-tune T-Pain. He's the only one that does it good to me.
Auto-tune T-Pain.
Or does it well. But like his, that Unleashed or whatever you want to call it, Unplugged, amazing. Like I want to download all of those versions. I wish he would do an entire album.
You know what?
I think
you can download them.
Oh, done. Yeah.
I think him by doing that is going to rejuvenate his career and people are going to look at him differently. Because I don't know, like back in 07, 08 when he was on like everybody's song.
Yeah.
I don't know how he just like disappeared from the game when, I guess when he said Kanye, they he talked about him saying
he shot on his 808s on
Heartbreak. I don't know how he lost confidence because like he was on every like record, and then you can kind of tell when you hear the autotune, you can kind of tell that he can really sing.
Yeah,
you know? I mean because if you hear Young Thug or somebody else doing autotune,
Future,
you can hear that they really can't.
He
really
does it sing. Horribly.
He definitely carry a tune, but he is not like Luther Vandross.
Nah, he got vocals.
I don't think he's trying to be, but I don't think he can If it was a Star Search and we had Trey Songz, Chris Brown,
I mean he's a different type of singer. He's not a singer. He's not a typical R&B singer like a Chris Brown.
He's an auto-tune singer.
He has vocal like abilities, man. Like,
he's an auto-tune singer who doesn't need auto-tune. He just proved that he can sing without it.
I just don't understand why everybody was so surprised that he could sing though.
Because his first time. Like he said in the video, that was his first time performing. Like
I mean, y'all think T-Pain could sing? Like y'all think T-Pain has skills?
I did.
I knew T-Pain could sing. I knew he has.
You can hear it in auto-tune. You can hear. He harmonized well in auto-tune.
I didn't know how much the auto-tune helped him or didn't help him.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to see his voice completely stripped down.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, I wish he did like a fall tour.
I think he should do an unplugged album. Imagine listening to that shit on 94.7 The Wave.
Yeah.
I want to hear some of that on The Wave. Exactly.
I'm telling you, man, I just think this whole mini concert rejuvenated his career and people like, thinking they changing their mind over the perception.
Well, he was also trying to change his image. So talking about why he fell off and stuff like that, even though he was super successful, there's a bunch of interviews out. He's doing a lot of press right now because he's trying to like rebrand himself. Right. Even though he was doing all that, people were still hating on him. Like no matter, even though he was killing the game, the hate was still like building up on him, like more than anything. Yeah, death of auto-tune and all that. It was still like killing his vibe, you know what I'm saying? So he was saying like, he was feeling like worthless and shit like that. He got real depressed and stuff like that.
But why
so,
couldn't he just stand up to it and just say
I mean it's hard to say that though if you got like two if you got 2 million people on Twitter Jay-Z ethered you no pun intended if you get destroyed by Jay-Z on a track like
but if you're a core fan base if your albums are like
think about
he could have took that T-Pain
didn't have,
with it though.
T-Pain didn't have like a cult fan base though. He had people who would bump his shit in the, like you know what I'm saying?
T-Pain liked his single, liked what they heard.
Yeah, see,
like,
T-Pain didn't have that backing where it was just like I'm rolling with T-Pain over everything. Right. Like T-Pain fans would still probably let people talk shit about him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
they're not ride or die.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Even though they loved it, because I mean T-Pain was dope. We can't deny like bumping Buy You a Drink and all kind of shit like that because we loved it. But the hate You know what I'm saying? It's still like it tears apart at you. You know,
right. But I think the hate came mostly from the artists like yes. Jay-Z and Kanye. It didn't come from the fans because right. the fans like the music.
Nah, it didn't come from his fans, but it came from music fans in general. People, he can't sing. He ain't talented.
It came from like music critics, but they're not particularly fans. They're like just critics.
I mean, I feel like
I don't think it came from like the fans.
No, I think it did. I think it came from fans.
Like if Jay-Z talking about you. Then you know you could take that and catapult.
I mean, he was still popping even after Jay-Z came out with that. But it's just like,
but nobody
just
was trying people. To put him on a track. No,
I hope Jay-Z and Kanye and all of them hear this or watch this whole concert because yeah. how many artists who do use autotune can do that? Have you guys heard Britney Spears without the autotune?
No, mm-hmm.
garbage.
I haven't even heard Britney Spears.
Me either. Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Period. Yeah. No, it's like Future. Oh my God, I really think my ears would just cut themselves off my head.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
Future. You can hear in the autotune that Future can't sing. You can hear it.
Yeah, but I don't think people realize that so many artists use autotune.
Yeah, exactly.
Like these pop artists,
like Chris Brown, probably use autotune.
He does.
Yeah,
I heard some tracks.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, and like I think,
but he can still sing too, though. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, but I like going back to your point, Nick. That I just think like I feel like he could have over. Like I don't understand. Like he was so big, and he was I don't understand how he was so depressed. Like people were buying your stuff, man. Like and people were liking you. He was featured at one time. He had on Billboard. He had four. Singles on the Billboard, four top 10 singles on the Billboard at one time.
Yeah, he was killing it.
He was killing it. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't understand like how he got in that depressed mood. He was hosting the BET Awards show. What, 2 years, right? Then did 2 years?
I'm not kidding.
He hosted the BET Awards show back in, I think it was 08. It was 07, 08.
Yeah.
You know, when he was hot.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean,
he was on everybody's remixes.
Yeah, he was killing it.
I'm talking, he was killing it.
But that two-step remix? That two-step remix?
With Andre on there?
Didn't it slow down for him, though?
What happened?
When Jay-Z came out with his No Death or Auto Tune.
No, he was still rolling after
that. He was still popping for like two more years after that.
That's what I'm saying. T-Pain, his demise in music was, I think it was his choice. Like nobody really bumped him off. I think he just stopped making music.
I mean, it was the fans, man. I'm telling you. I'm sure people were all up in his Twitter and his notifications and shit
fans do that to everybody, though.
Yeah,
you got fans that hate Drake, fans that hate...
Yeah, but everybody's not built for it. Everybody's not ready for it, too. Like Trinidad James, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not ready for that kind of hate. Like, so
I'm happy for T-Pain.
Yeah, I'm just I just don't believe how surprised people were. I was like, y'all don't think this nigga could sing? Like,
everybody was
surprised. I went to a T-Pain concert a few months ago, and like he used minimal auto-tune, and he killed it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, he got energy. Like I don't know. He's such a performer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That surprises me too.
Really?
I wouldn't have imagined him or pinned him as like this awesome performer entertainer.
He can dance.
Him,
he was telling jokes. He had like stand-up comedy and shit. Like, it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, I respected him on a whole different level pretty much after that show. But even before that, I was like, I knew he could sing, but
I'm glad he's back.
When he came back with Up and Down and Drinking Partner, them songs are great.
Yeah, exactly.
He basically started where he left off at.
Left cheek, right cheek. He liked them strip clubs.
Booty
songs.
Work?
Yep.
Oh, booty work.
Booty work.
I hated it, but I'm still dance to it, though.
T-Pain straight, man. I like T-Pain. But yeah, so T-Pain, man, we're going to be looking for that album because I'm going to get that album. Do an unplug, T-Pain.
Please.
We need that acoustic. We need that acoustic album.
Do T-Pain. Don't let these folks gas Nick your head State. Up, then you start crying again.
Then get on tour with Usher and Chris Brown and Trey Songz and show them all what's up.
He cannot hold his own against Usher.
What?
Usher, are you serious?
Usher got history, but from 2008 on, T-Pain to kill Usher, though.
Nah, Usher is like
autotune?
He's a staple.
Anything.
I want Usher to go back to R&B and stop making these pop records.
Yeah, Usher ain't shit, bro.
Usher, go back to them R&B, bro.
Honestly, I'm tired of hearing Usher shit. Good Kisser, if you don't take that shit off the radio.
Good Kisser.
Hey, can we please get the Confessions of Usher?
Yeah, that was the end of Usher, bro. No, so T-Pain, since he came out, kills anything that Usher came out with since then.
But see, Usher's records that were like the Confessions and stuff,
exactly.
That stands alone enough for me to be like Team Usher. But not that I would compare the two.
I'm saying
T-Pain ain't got nothing classic.
I'm in love with a stripper's classic.
Buy you a drink is classic.
Not on the Confessions level.
Yeah, I mean, T-Pain don't got a body of work to compare with Confessions.
He doesn't have that $1 million smile.
Yeah, he don't got that.
Sex appeal.
He ain't the best looking dude, but I don't know. He gets it in, though.
Shit, we were just talking about Plies with Shawty.
Yeah, exactly. That song was hot, bro. That's what I'm saying.
That single was hot, bro.
Yeah. It's not classic.
Though. I mean, they're different. They're different artists. I mean, buy you
a drink. Classic, man.
No, I don't know if Shawty it's a classic. I don't know if it's a classic. But buy you a drink and I'm in love with a stripper of classics.
Easily. And anytime they come on the radio or at the club, everyone.
You're going to turn up.
I mean, back that ass up, Juvie. That's a classic.
And what about I'm So Hood? What about that? That's a classic, bro.
That's low key.
I don't know.
That's a classic. Oh, bro.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll fuck with you.
Debatable.
On that.
That's
questionable. Hard,
Jay hey, wants to get on that auto.
I know. Say that though. We about to hook Jay up. We about to hook Jay up.
All right, man, we're gonna move to the next topic, man. So,
hey, T-Pain. This is for T-Pain. Drop that Unplug album, though.
Yes, sir.
We need that.
Yeah, do that, man.
And hey, listen to that. Watch the video if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, we need please watch the video.
Yes. I say stick to what you know.
Yeah, it's on our on our Facebook page. Oh yeah, we talk. So go ahead and look at it. All right, so moving to the next topic, man. I can't believe, man, I'm talking about this, man. But Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
You were just dissing her sex appeal.
Exactly. last week we talked about an article that in 2014 no albums have went platinum besides a Frozen soundtrack, which you really can't count.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift's album came out on Monday, 1989, and she's projected to sell 1.1 million albums, meaning she'll
When did it come out?
It came out this past Monday.
Yeah. Meaning that she'd be the first artist or the only artist to actually go platinum this year.
You think they buying her albums?
Absolutely.
No, but you know what it is?
I don't think so.
What did it? What?
Taylor Swift? People were camping out for it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She got a cold fan base.
Her fan base is ridiculous. I'm even down to go buy the Taylor Swift album.
You know what?
For real, straight up.
You know what? I won't buy the album. I won't say that, but I just went to that We Can't Survive show and I watched Taylor Swift perform. And bro, I gained a lot of respect. Like she put on a great ass show.
Yeah, she's an entertainer.
Shake it on.
You was feeling that.
But
Jamal was in the audience. Shaking his shit.
Shimmying.
Yeah, straight up.
But I gained so much respect because she kept the crowd and she knows how to actually like entertain.
Yeah, she knows how to connect with her audience.
I can believe like she has a core fan base and I believe she probably will go over 1.1 million.
Yeah,
I definitely think
she's going platinum.
Yeah. But they're saying that she's going to break Britney Spears because Britney Spears was Baby One More Time.
Oops, I did it again.
She had 1.3. But they said she's gonna break Britney Spears,
which is crazy.
Like the fastest to get to that point.
How do they project this? Please let me know.
The sound scans, they single sold and stuff like that. Yeah,
singles.
Because I think the label is gonna try to surpass Britney. You know how they do. You know, buy up.
It's history. But think about when Britney's album dropped. That's when like people were really buying CDs. They weren't like stealing music as much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So for her to even be in competition with that, I think says a lot that people are still trying to buy her stuff.
Yeah.
I think she. I'm really not a fan. It's gonna sound like I'm a huge fan, but I think I'm like a basic fan. But like everyone, there's no like major age group that just likes Taylor. Like I know people of all ages, of all backgrounds that like her. Like her stuff is used in weddings. Like people walk down the aisle to her songs. It's the corny. Shake It Off, but the Shake It Off song, like it to me is like. Like just like a radio song, just to get radio.
But her core fan base is like 13.
Yeah, she definitely has 13, like 13 younger,
to 20, probably like 13 to 21.
Yeah. But it doesn't stop there. Like it definitely does not stop there. Like
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think she has a fan base after maybe 23.
She got 23.
I think so.
I think she has like a mediocre fan base, but the people who are buying her albums, I think, are 13.
The younger,
like
13 or 20.
But you know, Taylor Swift is palatable though. Like parents are gonna buy their little kids a Taylor Swift album for Christmas and shit like that. They're gonna buy a Taylor Swift album for their birthday.
It's easy listening. Yeah. It's family appropriate. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, I don't know. I think she covers all bases as far as her music goes.
Yeah,
she's
doing a good job at connecting to our audience, and then she's like doing a lot of private listening sessions. The article said,
yeah.
And then she also switched up a lot of her style. Like she started rapping.
Yeah, she went pop. She went pop for this time. But yeah, she's also gonna sell because she got like great marketing campaign.
She's selling
a different album cover. So people are gonna be buying like four different albums so they can get the album covers, like all the different album covers and shit like that.
And she stays relevant and stays positive. Right. Like aside from her dating a bunch of boys, like which every 20-something-year-old does. But like other than that, like there's nothing that like people disrespect about her, like hate on, other than the fact that she is like that clean cut.
Yeah.
And you think, and you then, think Rihanna would have been a better situation if she would have stayed with her good girl image and not?
No, I love bad girl Riri.
Yeah, I mean that kills it. I mean that's what she was gonna become.
Anyway. Yeah, she was. Yeah, yeah. I think that's Rihanna point blank. Yeah. Yeah. She's not acting, she's not pretending.
Yeah.
That's who she is. But going back to Taylor Swift, I think just
who would you rather see in a unicorn? Who would you rather see in a unicorn costume? Rihanna or
Rihanna,
Taylor Swift?
Give me Rihanna, man.
You
know,
would you have thought it was sexy if Rihanna wore the same unicorn outfit? You know how sometimes...
No, she... First of all, Rihanna wouldn't wear that unicorn.
She would never wear the same unicorn.
She would never wear pajama pants.
A onesie.
And she would never wear nothing like that. It would be like... probably like a two-piece. It'd be a two-piece something.
With
a unicorn.
Yeah.
With a long unicorn on my head. Or
with a blunt in her hand.
You can't fit all that ass in a unicorn onesie. That's why, bro. That's what it is.
But I think another thing about Taylor Swift, man, all her singles were her biggest singles, man. They're so catchy. Like that Shake It Off shit. when I first heard that song, man, I was like, man, this shit is corny. But I mean, it's Taylor Swift. But at the same time, it kind of caught on to me like, I caught myself damn singing
that shit. You
singing
that shit,
bro. Shake it off. I mean, it's catchy. You know what I'm saying? She got, she got catchy shit.
Yeah, so do you think she'll ever turn to a bad girl? Like,
no.
Y'all don't think she has the inner?
Nah.
Every good girl turned bad, though.
She may have,
just
like,
think about Christina Aguilera, Britney, Rihanna.
She
who is left? Nobody. No good girls left.
She gonna,
I mean, she
off.
Got flaws. Everybody got flaws.
Yeah.
She gonna, you know, I'm not saying flaws, but I'm just saying she gonna turn.
Like, well, if she were to have a crime or some bad girl thing under her belt, what do you think it would be?
But I'd be stupid. She'll lose her fan base.
She probably wouldn't do shit.
I don't think that would work. That won't work for her.
That's what Britney did. She was good.
But Taylor Swift was like, Britney Spears was like, hit me, baby, one more time. That was her first shit. Oops, I did it again. Like, Taylor Swift never came out with that shit.
And
like
Taylor
that.
Writes, like, I think all, if most, if not all of her own stuff. She plays the guitar. She plays instruments. She's talented on her own. She's not just, like, this sex appeal or, like, how Britney got sold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Taylor Swift's not really being sold. She's kind of being herself.
Her talent is selling her.
Yeah.
For sure.
She damn sure don't have sex appeal. If y'all go back and look.
Why you put talent in air quotes?
Just ripping her.
If y'all go back and look.
Nor put talent in air quotes.
Hey, please.
No. Hey, she put a talent in air quotes, y'all.
Everybody got a bad side.
No, I didn't. I believe in Taylor talent, damn it.
Everybody has a bad side. I want to see it, Taylor.
Maybe
bring
she's a freak in the shit.
Yeah, she probably is a freak.
She gets a lot of gentlemen.
Normally, them good girls be freaking.
Hey, she probably like that black girl that coming to America. Yeah. Some man want to satisfy me 35, 45 minutes? Nah.
That's crazy. But yeah, Taylor, man, big ups to Taylor Swift, man. I was like, man, that's pretty big, man. So,
but I don't agree with that. I don't think it's gonna be the last platinum.
Yeah, no, people are definitely.
Oh yeah.
Beyonce's next shit is going platinum.
Yeah, Drake, I believe. Katy Perry, Adele, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, they're all going platinum.
So basically, I forgot to tell you that the article was focusing on like Taylor Swift was gonna have the last platinum album. So, in regards to that, like, no, you just said no. Like, I agree too. Like, I kind of thought it was ridiculous to even say, like, she'll have the last. Come on, man. You still got Justin Timberlake. He's still alive. Adele, like you said.
Yeah,
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Drake, all his albums have been platinum.
Yeah.
But I definitely think the RIAA definitely needs to come up with a different way.
Like a different criteria.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we're changing. Everything's changing. Yeah, exactly. So we need to figure out a way to categorize things, you know?
And maybe the last one is 2014, first and only of 2014, but think about it, Drake, I mean, Nicki Minaj is still
like a lot of people
there.
Didn't drop this year.
Yeah,
right?
They haven't dropped, so I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah. That's true. Like I said last week, it was just the timing.
You guys hear about the rumored Beyonce Volume 2 is rumored to be dropping soon.
Oh, probably.
She got another secret album?
Huh? Yeah, another.
She did that
it's
last
be a secret.
December, right?
Yeah, they said Beyonce Volume 2 might be dropping soon. So,
but I don't think Beyonce.
Oh dang!
I mean, it's not gonna go platinum.
Her last year went 2 times platinum.
Not within a week, though.
No, not within a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's only so many artists that can do within a week.
Yeah.
Like Taylor
Swift.
She
did good for no marketing. She just dropped this shit in the middle of the night, like boom. Exactly. She did good.
You're welcome, bitches.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, man. So moving on, I found this article on All Hip Hop. Thought it was a great article. With all the murders in Chi-Town, it was 10 Chicago rappers to watch out for in 2015. The notable rappers for Chi-Town, you know, you got Kanye West, Twister, Common, Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
And then you got the new generation, Chief Keef, Chance the Rapper, which I don't even like Chance the Rapper.
Why you hate that man, bro?
Fredo Santana. So did y'all listen to the
I hate every song on this list. Like I literally press play and I
it's
stopped.
Not common and no
wow Kanye, for real right?
On the list did you
they all sound like oh, no, Chance
I saw that's why I was kind of disappointed yeah.
They all sound like Chance the Rapper
no they just sound whack
Saba yeah. He's the best. I don't know if it's not pronounced.
He sounds like Chance the Rapper to me.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I like the girl. John
I think Saba and it was two of them. Saba and Mike Jenkins.
No, I'm not looking.
And the girl John Doe.
Yeah, I like John Doe.
She was
cool, but
she was good.
Is they everybody in like Chicago Chance. Ugly with dreads? Like, I don't
want to. Whoa!
I'm just looking at the videos. I'm like, who are these people?
You know, you talk about people from Southside Chicago.
I'm from the South Side of Memphis 10.
Hey, you better tell them, V. You better tell them, V. Bro,
I'm just saying. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not checking for none of these people. They sound stuck and they're ugly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all the songs sound like Chance the Rapper style. They all have that same like.
Well, that's not his style. That's Chicago style. So, I mean, you can't really say
I mean, he kind of he's that sound right now for Chicago though. Like cuz there's like the Chief Keef mm-hmm. side and then there's the Chance the Rapper side. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'd much rather hear Chance.
I wasn't
the
talking about Chief Keef though.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think I don't know the guy's name. I don't know if it's Saba or Saba.
Yeah, I know you're talking about it probably Saba. Yeah.
Saba.
Anyway, man, I think that guy's ready. He's ready for stardom.
Not
mainstream.
You know what I feel
just
like,
that track that I heard, yeah. That shit was and he a producer too. That yeah. shit was
you
dope.
You listen to the whole song.
Yeah. That shit was dope. Oh, you know what? You know who songs I cut off on? I cut off on
You listen to Chance the Rapper's little brother shit?
It was alright.
It sound like Chance.
Yeah, I mean he sound like Chance now.
All of them did.
That's really? His brother though. He sound like Chance.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you hear, like, I didn't hear of, I have not heard of any of the rappers on that list.
No, I haven't.
Personally?
I haven't.
But, and maybe I do need to listen a little more, not just the one song. But did you hear any, like, you know, Kanye's, Lupe's, or Common's? Like, people to that could eventually get to that stature? Look,
nobody on
you
that
know
list.
What? I'm going to say that list.
I would say Saba. Saba. I'm going to say Saba can be.
I have to check him out more.
No. I think he can be a, yes, he does, because he does his own beats. Did you check out that song, the Saba? The first song?
I think so.
It was called Burnout.
I didn't hear songs all the way through. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of just listened.
That shit was dope. I skipped through that shit.
I would say.
It didn't captivate me enough. But I was kind of honest. I was kind of in a rush to listen to it, so I don't remember.
If I were to pick two artists off this list that can go mainstream or they start ready, would be Saba or Saba, whatever his name is, and the girl John Doe.
Yeah.
They were dope.
I mean, whoever wrote this list.
And John Doe, the girl John Doe, she was like a Erykah Badu-ish kind of like rapper, yeah. kind of Lauryn Hill type.
It's like a soulful kind of sound coming out of there right now. It's like a smooth, soulful, like it's a Chance the Rapper sound. I don't know how you abstract a little like neo soul type thing going on, like all of them kind of had that vibe to them, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah. that's why I'm saying whoever wrote this article must have been friends with all those people, because was too biased.
I don't think they were friends. I mean the list was Chicago, up and coming Chicago rappers, exactly. Like, you know,
but a lot of them featured on each other's tracks, so they affiliated in some kind
of way. I mean they're probably coming out of the same circuit, but you know, I saw this list the same way that I see a bunch of these young rappers coming out of Atlanta right now. I feel like none of them are going to be blow up to be the next big star, and out of one of them we might get like a Young Thug who's gonna be hot for a minute, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Guys who are gonna have like small, you know what I'm saying, little spurts of fame and stuff like that.
Well that's what I'm saying. Only the two artists from here, only the two artists that I think would be only those two, would be Saba and John Doe, that has potential to actually make something that's gonna be on a mainstream level.
They left off Lil Bibby. I know y'all heard of Lil Bibby, right?
I heard of him.
Yeah, but he's not up and coming though.
Is he?
He's featured.
He hasn't blown
he's
up.
He's on Juicy J. He on Juicy J song.
Yeah, nobody listening to it, bro.
But I'm saying he still hasn't blown up. He's
yeah, he ain't blown up.
But he's not like up and coming. He already been out there.
His name is Lil Bibby.
Yeah. Lil Bibby. Yeah. But I don't know, man. But Chi-Town, watch out for Chi-Town, man. And I thought it was great that they got that Young Chicago Authors at YCA. You know, basically they mold artists.
Like a little collective, right?
Yeah, they like mold artists to be like great writers and shit like that. And you can graduate from the school and shit like that, man. That's pretty great. Chicago got that thing. And they had it since 1991. I didn't know that. So that's pretty cool, man.
I think they all went to that school, and that's how they made this article, and it was biased.
Nah, man, I think they did their research. They found out, they talked to some Chicago people and found out who the hottest people in Chicago.
I don't know if they did all that. I think they searched YouTube, and then they was like, Twitter. Similar to, you, if you like this, then you might like this. So it's like, all right, I'm going to check them out. Like,
nah, dog.
I think that's what happened.
Come on, bro, you're a writer, man. Anytime you research a topic, man, they research to see who the hottest in Chicago.
But I don't go out to the streets, though.
But I'm saying they go on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what they did.
That's what I'm saying. They go on Twitter and be like, who's hot?
The local buzz.
Right, the local buzz.
I bet you if I tweet right now, who's the hottest rapper, none of these people gonna, in Chicago, none of these people gonna be on the list.
No, you can't say that.
I'm telling you. I'm going to tweet it.
You can't say that, man.
Okay, let's tweet it. Remember we tweeted a question? Let's do it.
Hey, speaking of that question,
bro.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
Nobody said they thought about New Orleans when they said
it was
like two people.
I tweeted you.
Like two people said. No, that nigga said he didn't think about it. No, he didn't. He said, he was like.
Wait, what was the question?
He's from New Orleans. That's the first thing he said.
No, he said, I think of, what did he say? I think of pop star, Lollipop or some shit like that.
And then he said most people forget he's from New Orleans, but he said it though.
All right, so those of you listening, man, if you kind of lost right now, basically 2 weeks ago we said we had an argument that said that, well, Nick Newcomb said that Lil Wayne is so huge, he's like a world figure that nobody looks at him from New Orleans or New Orleans anymore. And I said, you know, I disagree, because when I still look at Lil Wayne, I still see New Orleans. So what we did was we posted a question on Twitter and Facebook. And I posted on my page, and Nick posted on his page, and Nick had maybe 15 comments, yeah. And nobody, but Nick had like 15 comments on his page, but everybody was talking about something differently.
Exactly.
So what I did was I posted it on my page. I just posted a direct question. I said, "Hey, Facebook friends, can you help me? I need to find out what are the first things you think about when you think about."
He said, "I'm trying to big Nick Newcomb in an argument."
I said, "What are the first things you think about when you think about Lil Wayne?" And out of like maybe 40 comments, only two people said New Orleans. Yeah. So. But I just think they it's like a known fact. They wouldn't even
all
say
right
that.
There.
You know
all
what I'm
right
saying?
There.
But they know he's from New Orleans.
Exactly.
Everybody
knows. But they don't think about it though when they think about Lil Wayne. I know he's from New Orleans too, but I don't think about it when
Come
I hear
on,
about
man.
Him.
Come on, bro.
So, oh Lord.
Anyway,
just like this art, just like Kanye. We know,
I'm
we
just
know,
flexing.
We all know Kanye.
I'm just flexing.
Kanye's a world figure, man.
You don't think of Chicago,
bro? Yes, you do, bro.
You don't.
I do.
We proved it, bro.
I do.
Okay, so this week's question is gonna be,
what is it?
Who are the top hot artists in Chicago?
Coming out of Chicago.
I bet you none of these people will,
but it's only because like they're under, like Vic Mensa is still gonna be on that list, like Fredo Santana is gonna be on the list, like Lil Durk gonna be on the list, right? Because
Dreezy, like, the girl Dreezy.
Yeah, they're going to be on the list before those guys. You know what I'm saying? Because those guys are like on the cusp.
But I think if our show was in Chicago, if we asked that, I'm sure a lot of these people on the list would be on the list, don't you?
That's
like
probably
if
true.
If we were in LA, we were in Chicago, I'm sure these people would be on the
list. Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't know. They're not LA, upcoming LA
exactly.
artists.
Well, what about from LA? Well, who's from LA, though?
That's, who would you say?
I can't think of anyone that's like not on that I'm hearing about right now.
You know what? That need to be a question for us. LA, we're going to post on our Facebook page or on Twitter page, who is the hottest up-and-coming artist in LA right now?
Yeah.
It can be either R&B or it can be hip-hop.
Could be
we need to bring it to the
know.
Show.
Or it could be pop.
We're going to do that.
I want to hear pop artists.
Yeah, we're going to be pop, LA. Man. No. And as a matter of fact, y'all gonna hear a new artist next week. We're gonna start interviewing artists. Her name is Trish. I found her I went to one of her shows like last year. Bruh, she's dope. She plays the piano and she has like that soul, like a neo soul type of.
Okay.
She's dope. She's dope, man. So next week, y'all gonna hear her. We're gonna interview her and she's gonna also participate in the upcoming.
Don't be scared, Trish.
So we interviewing up and coming artists, man. So y'all hit us up at we talk at gmail.com. Send us that press kit, and you know we'll get you on. And that's about it, man. We're gonna wrap this up. Notorious, what's your Twitter feed?
At Notorious BIT.
That's N-O-O-R.
Yes.
Torious.
Is it Notorious?
Yes. It is. Thank you for that. Thank you.
And V Brown.
Y'all hit me up on Instagram.
There she go.
Hit me up on the Instagram conversation piece. And my Twitter is Miss Convo Piece. MissConvoPiece. That's
it. MissConvoPiece.
Tell yourself like V Brown. Tell yourself right now, Nick.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Newcomb. Hit me up on Twitter, Newcomb_Nick. I be tweaking 140 characters or less. Get at your boy, no exclamation point. Yo.
And y'all just hit me on all social media at JStylesTV. That's JAY Styles, STYLES. We'll catch up with you next week. All right.
We out of there.
Peace.
Out.